We're getting ready for the 2022 National FFA Convention in Indianapolis, and one of those Oklahoma FFA members that's excited to be heading to Indy again in 2022 is our National Officer Candidate from Northeastern Oklahoma, Karsten Cantrell. Karsten, tell me, first of all, a little bit about your FFA career. What got you interested to actually walk in and be a part of an ag education class and then put the blue and gold jacket on for the first time?
I've spent the entirety of my life on a fourth-generation cow-calf operation, so I basically made the really seamless transition from the green jacket to the blue jacket. I have always grown up showing Hereford cattle, and I had an older brother who was involved within the FFA. I told everyone that I wasn't going to be like my brother. I wasn't going to keep showing cattle, and I wasn't going to do livestock evaluation because I was going to be my own person in the blue and gold. And so I went down that path for a while, trying out different things like the agricultural communication CDE, working through dairy evaluation, but never stopped my time in the show ring and ended up with livestock evaluation. So I'm really lucky that I have deep family roots that are involved within the agricultural industry and especially within the blue and gold.
Tell us which chapter you're from.
I am from the Skytic FFA chapter in Northeast Oklahoma.
So tell me a little bit. Obviously, you got started putting that blue and gold jacket on as you took off the 4-H jacket. A lot of our FFA members transition that way, or some of them even go parallel for a while between the two organizations. But as you got involved, what got you interested in doing some of the leadership development competitions?
I was an 8th grade FFA member, and there was a girl named Taryn Sherman in our FFA chapter, and she gave me the best piece of advice that I've ever been given, and she told me to simply say yes. And so anytime that there was a sign up on the board asking if we wanted to participate in contests or camps or conventions, I always took that piece of advice and said yes. And so I started with the Agricultural Communication CDE, and I worked my way through different career development events and attending things like the Alumni Leadership Camp and Made for Excellence conferences. And each of those experiences just really built on one another, and I found that at every event that I was going to, I was meeting more people who I just really enjoyed their presence, and I enjoyed the experiences that I was getting in the FFA, and finally made the mindset not of what FFA can do for me, but what I can do in the FFA. And so that gave me the chance to get to help other career development event teams practicing and get to serve as a chapter officer. And so each of these experiences was really beneficial, and they all go hand in hand together.
Oklahoma is one of those states that we actually go through a true election process to select our state officer team each year. You went through that process as well.
Yes, sir.
Tell me about that.
So my experiences were a little bit different because of the COVID-19 pandemic. And so I went through the process, the nominating committee in Oklahoma City, and I was selected to be one of the top three candidates to advance. And so normally those members have the opportunity to travel the state for a while, getting to go to different conferences, all the different contests and such. But as a result of the pandemic, things were very quickly shut down. And so everything kind of changed from where am I being seen at to how am I connecting with members and refining those connections that I've made for my last 5 years in the blue and gold jacket. And things were very different, but I honestly wouldn't change it for anything. It gave me the opportunity to be active on social media, to make those connections through a phone and through Zoom calls that I had never really utilized. And so that experience was very different. But at the same time, at our state FFA convention, which was virtually, it meant that I got to be in my home living room with all of my friends and family close, being right there with me as a result to that. And instead of being one of those candidates who's down on the floor, it was cool to experience that with my parents right beside me and the big bear hugs by my grandparents and such that wouldn't have happened had it been an in-person convention.
So a little personal celebration time as you were named a state officer.
Exactly. We had balloons, fireworks, the whole shindig.
Wow. So you started state officer. At that point, you made the decision, not immediately, but you made a decision down the road that you wanted to make that final run. You wanted to try to grab that national officer ring and go forward in that regard. Why were you interested?
I had always loved the idea of being one of the National FFA officers. They serve such a big impact, and I always thought that that was a really cool opportunity, but I didn't know that I needed to put myself in that opportunity until a few days after convention. I remember being on the phone with my ag teacher in the parking lot of my college dorm and proposing the idea, and he said, well, if not now, then when? And so I put my name in the running, and I went through the Oklahoma nominating process to get the bid, but I know that I did it as an opportunity to serve and as an opportunity to prolong my career in the FFA. And I honestly see that as a way that I've grown from last year to this year. I am running for a second time, and so I can see how my mindset has changed and wanting those opportunities of ways that I can give back and ways that I can be someone for the agricultural industry and a voice. You know, whenever I was an eighth grade FFA member, I didn't know how I was going to serve or where I was going to serve. I assumed that it would be in a blue and gold jacket, but I didn't know. And so now that I'm older and I'm more mature, I can see how I can be that voice for other students, and I can be the Taryn Sherman who told me to say yes. I can be that for someone else, and there's nothing that I would love more than getting to serve in that capacity.
So 2021, you went through the process, the entire process. You were there. You made the first 50% cut. You heard the other names called on Saturday, and I guess that that meant that you had to come back home and reflect.
I did. There has never been anything more humbling in my life than hearing six names called for National FFA office and mine not being one of them. But I'm fully trusting the process, and I can see how last year from to this year, I've just truly grown so much. You know, this year I've had the opportunity to interact with Ryan Best, a former National FFA president, and he's done a great job of telling me it's not when you serve, because people in the FFA are always going to serve, but it's where. And so if that means I'm serving in the blue and gold jacket for the next year, wearing my American degree chain, or I'm coming home and I'm serving in a different capacity, whether that be with students after school or even the person who's judging one of those speech contests, I understand that I have a role to play, and I am just going to hit the ground running. From last year, I have refined who I am, and I've had to realize that last year I didn't fail, I fell. And I think there's a difference between an F-A-I-L and an F-E-L-L, and I fell when trying to portray who I was and portraying how the agricultural industry has shaped me. And this year I'm excited for the opportunity to get to showcase the real me and get to love on FFA members the way that they all deserve to.
As you've gotten ready this time, I guess a little bit different preparation, since you've already gone through the entire process once, a little bit of a different maybe approach here in year two, right?
Correct. Last year, I feel as though I spent the most amount of my time trying to understand the process, understanding how to go through that and emotionally what that was going to look like and how I could physically demonstrate those skills. As where this year, I am walking in with a bit more experience and that knowledge. And so it's been really nice to get to do more of the self-reflection type of process this year, getting to walk through some practice interviews, get to make those connections and really evaluate how I did as a person. And was I there for FFA members? Was I there for business and industry stakeholders in the way that the National FFA organization would want to be portrayed? And so I've appreciated that time to just, you know, read books, better refine who I am, spend that time journaling in the day, and honestly think about how my FFA experience has shaped who I am. It's really scary thinking that a week from now could be the last time that I ever put on a blue and gold jacket, but I know I can walk out there, like Mr. Boggs has always said, with a smile on my face and love in my heart, and do what I was prepared to do.
So you're heading to Indianapolis real soon. Literally a week from tomorrow, the third Friday of the month or so, getting ready to immediately jump into the process. What do you anticipate may be the thing that maybe will help you stand out here in 2022?
I believe I have a much better grasp on who I am in the organization. And this time last year, after losing National FFA office, I was forced to really see who I was as a person. And I've gotten to refine that person. And so I believe walking in just more confidently, knowing who I was called to be and how I can serve FFA members, is going to give me a much more confident approach going through the process. And I also understand that this process is one that has already been chosen, and it's a really humbling experience. And so I know that the six FFA members who are chosen to go through this process for a whole year are exactly who the organization needs. And I trust the National FFA organization, and I trust that the six members that they elect are going to be exactly the members who are best fit to serve FFA members, the ones who are going to be the best at facilitating different conferences and getting to travel. And I trust that process, and I know that those six FFA members, whether it's me or not, are going to do a great job.
Carson, tell me, what has FFA meant to you, done for you, as you get ready to go for this final application process, this nomination process that you're hoping to be successful at in just a couple of Saturdays from now?
I would say that the FFA has given me a goal. You know, the purpose of the FFA is to make the next generation of leaders. And I believe that the FFA has equipped me with skills that I'm going to carry for the rest of my life. And I fully see that the FFA isn't just something that you participate in for 7 years. I believe it's something that I'm going to use forever. And so it's given me the opportunity to choose a major at Oklahoma State that I love and a hopeful career choice that I can continue to give back to the FFA and give back to the agricultural industry. And I will always credit the FFA for shaping me into the woman that I am today and giving me those dream big attitudes so that I can hopefully impact FFA members and have an impact on the agricultural industry. And I will always be thankful for the FFA for giving me that.
You caused me to ask at least one more question. What are your plans? In other words, let's say whether it was irregardless whether you're a national officer or not, what is that goal that's out there that you want to do as you wrap up your college career and get into a professional career?
I am a junior at Oklahoma State, majoring in agricultural communications with a minor in legal studies. And so I love the idea of getting to do some sort of policy work, attend law school, and just find a way to give back in a broader scale. You know, I come from a long line of educators, and I believe that teaching is a great passion. And I can teach people about the agricultural industry and about what it's done just simply in the way that I walk with that confidence, in the way that I get to communicate for agriculture. And so getting to use an agricultural communications degree to teach people and communicate those skills and hopefully in a political setting would be an incredible dream.
Thank you, Carson. Carson Cantrell, she's from the Skytook FFA chapter representing Oklahoma in the race to become one of the national officers for 2022-2023, headed to Indianapolis now and hoping to hear her name a week from Saturday in Indianapolis as one of the six national officers. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.